Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Hi. I had a charge from Sharp Home Products on my credit card, on my bank statement, and I didn't think I ordered anything from Sharp Home Products. Can you? I know I had something last month that I got for like a watch or something. Is that what this is? This is. Could you fill me in?
Can I get the zip the code so I can pull up the account, please?
It's 98498. The charge is $59.95.
First and last name?
Jan Pritchard, P-R-I-T-C-H-A-R-D.
Can you verify the shipping address?
11644 Tower Road, Lakewood, Washington, 98498.
You ordered a smartwatch and the mini pods on the 12th of February. You pay $5.95 and $5.95 for shipping and handling. Correct?
Right.
That was a 14-day trial to try those two products. Call back in and let us know if they worked, if you liked them, if you wanted to cancel your subscription. Since you failed to do so, we charged you the full cost of both of those products, which was $59.95.
Okay, well, I'd like to is the subscription going to continue charging me?
No, ma'am, that's a straight sale. There won't be no more money charged or anything.
Okay, could you please, thank you very much, Ben. It's the same way with the Smart Life product, right? That's the same. They're two separate things. But
yes, ma'am.
So I was actually charged $120 for the little watch. Is that correct?
And the pods that you ordered, the AirPods.
Okay, so if I had called and canceled, then what would have happened? Would I had to send them back?
No, ma'am, you would have kept them.
So by not calling, I didn't see any number there for me to call.
Yes, ma'am, it was on the website. It was on the box that was sent. There was a customer service number on there.
Okay, well, stupid me then. I'm very sorry, and I'm sorry that I paid that much money for such little cheap thing. Thank you very much. I will... thank you for your information.
All right,
bye.
Thank you
have
for
a good
calling customer service. You have a good day.